Next patient is Richard Fair, F A I R, F as in Frank, F A I R, F as in Frank, F A I R, Richard, R I C H A R D. Date of birth is 8/10/66. Date of visit is 11/13/24. Next, please make a copy for Dianette Falcon. That's D-I-A-N-E-T. Dianette Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N. Dianette Falcon, D-O. Next, paragraph. History of present illness. Oh, I'm sorry. Next paragraph. Dear Dianette, thank you for sending Richard Fair for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a a 59-year-old male who has a past history of COPD. Was recently sent for a chest CT done on 10/21/24. The patient's low-dose chest CT showed central lobular emphysema as well as mild subpleural fibrosis. There were also several lung nodules, including a solid 9 mm by 7 mm nodule in the right middle lobe and a left upper lobe nodule measuring 5 mm. Additional solid nodules measuring 5 mm in the right lower lobe and middle lobe, as well as a 3 mm and 2 mm nodules, one in the lingula and the right middle lobe, as well as a 2 mm nodule in the right upper lobe, period. There was no mediastinal adenopathy. Follow-up was suggested. The patient has an occasional cough and shortness of breath with activity, but denies any weight loss, fevers, chills, and denies any hemoptysis. He has a long-standing history of smoking and continues to smoke. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of hyperlipidemia and hypertension and history for and there was no history for surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother is alive in good health. Father died of unknown causes. Father died in an accident. Next. Habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for over 30 years. Drinks alcohol, mostly wine. And he works as a chef. Next paragraph. System review, the patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. denies urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. He has no hay fever, but has some eczema. He has shortness of breath with activity and occasional cough. There's no abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no palpitations. There's no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. He has joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list included rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, meloxicam 15 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, I'm sorry, this is a well-built middle-aged white male who's male who is in no acute distress. There's no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or superfluid edema. Blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse 68, respiration 16, temperature 975. Weight is 204, saturation 98. HE India norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of the 1+, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, and noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bilateral lung nodules etiology to be determined. Number two, COPD with emphysema. Number three is hyperlipidemia. Number four is nicotine dependency. Next plan, the patient has been counseled to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. He also was advised to get a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodules. And if there is significant uptake, a biopsy of the nodule will be considered. We will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. I was advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. The follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dianet Falcon, D-I-A-N-E-T, Dianet. Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N, Dianet Falcon. Thank you.